Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The creative process is about making a mark, deliberate or free-flowing, and permanent or transitory, in the world of ceramics, where fire is a creative force of its own. They call it the mark of the fire. And that's precisely the topic that local potter and ceramics professor Dorian Ballou will be discussing at Tweevenings, an evening discussion at the Tweed Museum of Art, Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. It's a part of the Tweed's year-long exhibit, Resurfaced, Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics. Dorian Ballou.
My medium of choice is ceramics, or basically what we'd call clay.
The ceramics lineage in Minnesota here, there's just so many wonderful teachers and participants in the field. How fun is it to be part of it?
Well, it is, like you say, it is a very rich culture. It's a collaborative culture. I've been around not only this country, but I've been as far as China, and frankly, I have not found a more tightly knit group of ceramic artists than you find in Minnesota. We work together, we're friendly with one another, and we are inspired by one another. And I just feel very privileged to be associated with this group, even the potters that are displayed in the exhibit. Very, very encouraging to be with such a positive, influential group of people.
And the show itself has just a really spectacular variety and spectrum of kinds of work and the people that are in it. Are you in it?
Yeah, I have a vessel in there that I've produced, maybe 10 years ago or so. And it's a nice representation of a segment of my career. It references traditional form and also references an organic type of surface that is very common in the history of ceramics that finds its origin in Eastern cultures.
So you've traveled there.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my travels to China. I've been to two World Ceramic Conferences that were held in South China, and then I had the privilege and honor of teaching at one of the major colleges in China. And it was just wonderful, the experience of mingling with Chinese art culture and experiencing what was important to them and what they sought to emphasize in their own educational environment.
What a wonderful experience to bring back to your students here.
Yes, and the thing that's so ironic to me is that I really feel that even my early work as a student in high school was affected from that Eastern influence, though I had no clue about that Eastern role in ceramic art and design. And then to find myself many, many years later actually traveling there and teaching in that culture. I am very appreciative that the Tweed has put the time and the energy to make this exhibit happen. And it really highlights our region's artists and ceramic artists, and it puts it on display. And it's a collection, a culmination of many, many years of residual influence from one another as a collaborative group, but also from the source of inspiration that finds its roots once again back to the East. So I'm very excited to be a part of the exhibit, and I'm very excited to dialogue the connections that the artists have with one another.
Again, you can catch Dorian Ballou speaking at the Tweed Museum of Art at UMD on Tuesday, April 7th at 6:30 as part of their evening public discussions, Tweevenings. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again or subscribe to our podcast. Share comments at jensen@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.